There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
They are Donald Trump working on his hairpiece while Jeb Bush tries just to make it to the bar. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. We'll be talking about the debate prep because then there were 10. There's the kids' table. That's at 5 o'clock on Fox. That means Bobby Jindal, who I happen to really like, the governor of Louisiana, Carly Fiorina, George Pataki, the former governor of New York, and several others who are in that second debate because they didn't make the cut for the big giant rumble in Ohio that sets up to be either let's all get Trump or Trump gets us, because he had the most votes as far as the way they tabulated it at Fox, and people are curious as to what Donald Trump is going to serve up, because he's the one guy who isn't really beholden to anybody. But does that mean he's going to be a good president? You know, I've asked this question before. It's been a long time, but what would make a good president? What are the three things you think are necessary in somebody to be president? I'm going to tell you, number one for me now, it wouldn't have been before, is authenticity. Just give me real, baby. You make a mistake, you screw up whatever we elected you. I want to know. Just be authentic, not part of the whole spin crowd. Oh, there is so much spin, and that's politics. So it's really tough to get somebody who's authentic, somebody who's a good leader. Somebody who's a good leader. And somebody who's not afraid to climb to the other side and go against their party. If we have a two-party system, but they don't happen to agree with the majority of their party, they are the leader of the free world. Can they not say, hey, listen, I kind of like what the Republicans are saying, or I kind of like this one aspect of what the Democrats that have met with me 15 times are saying. Can't we work this into the deal? Not that that hasn't happened in the past, but why can't it happen more often? I mean, isn't there a thing called compromise where it actually works? If companies didn't compromise, we would have nothing going on in our capitalistic society. There has to, at some point, there has to be leadership, so you stand up, and somebody has to be the Solomon, but there has to be some compromise along the way, for goodness sake, when it makes sense. When it makes sense. Sad thing happened again today. What is going on with movie theaters? It's like copycats, and that's frightening to me, but there, once again, this was in Tennessee. This was in Nashville, Tennessee. Vincente Montano was shot dead by police. He unleashed a whole bunch of pepper spray during a matinee showing of Mad Max, and he was armed with what they said was an authentic-looking airsoft gun, a hatchet, a backpack that had a hoax device, and a whole bunch of other things. I mean, oh, this is just awful. In fact, here's what one of the witnesses, somebody who was working in the same plaza, had to say about what they heard that was going on when it all came about.
There were numerous cops from undercover to SWAT, and they were all, you know, toting Glocks and ARs and, you know, all types of heavy machinery. So we were just kind of wondering what was going on, and not even 5 minutes later, just random gunshots going on, bang, 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 bang. So we were just, you know, kind of stuck like deer caught in the headlights, man, like, what is going on?
Yeah, so once again, they gunned him down. He's dead. And his mother said he was missing on Monday, reported him missing, and told police he was diagnosed with paranoid schizophrenia. Boy, oh boy. So now you wonder, at movie theaters, are we going to have to go through metal detectors? Is that what's going to happen? I mean, how many times is this going to happen before people are, you know, if I'm in Hollywood, I'm saying, oh my gosh, we need distribution for our films. It's terrible what's happened. We don't want people to get killed when they go to the movies. But now this is a seed that is planted in your head for how often we're seeing this crop up. Would you go through a metal detector to go to a movie? Anyway, 855-266-5283 as we're mixing it all up and talking about the debate, who's going to soar and who's going to slump, as well as we motor through this hour. How about Grim leading us off? Hey, Grim.
Hopefully I can get it in. But first, here's a good rare joke that you don't hear, Kate.
Mm-hmm.
A food joke.
Okay.
Okay. I want to be your hero, not your hoagie. And
that is, go ahead.
And I am just a pole boy that made this submarine, hopefully later, to shoot a torpedo.
Is there any more to this joke?
That's it.
We need Dan in Texas to give you a few lessons on the rule of threes and delivering that punchline. There was like a semblance of a joke in there. I know it. I heard it.
Well, it's all about the sandwich and the variations between
that's right.
North, the west, the south, and the east.
You know what it's called? I do a speech. It's called Learn the Lingo. And that's what happens. When you go someplace from, you make a good point. When you go someplace from Mississippi to New Jersey to California, everybody calls it something different. In Chicago, they have beef sandwiches, and they just swear by these beef sandwiches. And you're right. In Philadelphia, it's called a hoagie. It's called a hero. In New York, it's called a sub in the rest of the country.
And a po' boy down
there. Yep. Absolutely. I love po' boys. Yep.
But what I really wanted to call in is tell everybody how great America Tonight is. Because I tried best last night to get on again on the second time. And, boy, you talk about the Twilight Zone episode with me and you. Anyhow, first off, you had one guest caller call in the other evening about this ethanol gas.
Yes.
And what I wanted to call in is say, ethanol is made out of corn. Now, mm-hmm. And in my days, when we had a grudge against somebody, what do you think we poured in the gas tank?
Corn.
We poured sugar, which is actually corn, which is the same thing made from fructose sugar.
Yeah.
That's corn. Okay.
Yeah.
So, excellent guy. I also had a jet of diesel. 700 miles on a tank of gas, you stopped and used the bathroom more than you filled up. Okay. The other part, second to probably nail the score, is your great dumb things I did. Now, the guy that you talked about last night with the second date, or with the special date.
Yeah.
It put an idea on my head. I know how to get a second and third date. What you do is you offer the girl a second date, telling her, I'm going to reimburse you for the first meal. I'm going to double you back in the cost of that meal. And I'm taking you even to a better restaurant. And I guarantee I'm going to have three times the amount of cash that the first meal costs so I can pay for this one. And what
I
you
love
do
that.
Is, and what you do is you come up short even on this one and say, oh, in order for me to pay you back, we're going to have a third date. Why don't I just cook you dinner at my place?
Oh, brilliant, Grim. We're going to pass that on. I love it. Thanks for that. I love dumb things, too. Hey, don't forget, Kate on the Road. Go to kateontheroad.com. We're giving away a computer. We're doing that tomorrow night. Plus, we want you to...
Are you enjoying America Tonight? Would you like to meet more people like yourself? Look no further. America Tonight has just the thing. Go to gcnlive.com/KD. There you will enjoy a special forum for you to communicate with others who also like the show.
Hello, I'm Kate Delaney, and I want to hear from you. Visit me at gcnlive.com/KD. That's gcnlive.com/KD.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that it's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. But once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
It's so lonely here. I can barely stand it. I'm waiting for you to stroke your keys and unload over at gcnlive.com/community. Oh, come on. I know you have things to share. And there's a whole place waiting for you to share them. Light some candles, pour yourself a drink, and get cozy. Log in at gcnlive.com/community. Lots of people are satisfied. Why not satisfy yourself at gcnlive.com/community? I'm waiting. Get out of the friend zone at delicious.com.
America Tonight, Kate Delaney, with all of you, reminding you as well, you can catch us on Twitter, Real Radio Talk, or Facebook, Kate Delaney. Go to Facebook there and you'll see. Actually, you should go to Facebook because I think it's one of the most brilliant things I've ever posted, just so you'll laugh out loud. I know Grimm would love this. Dan in Texas would love it. It's a little snippet my brother took from his house in Tampa when they had the rains a couple of days that were so bad. It was days and days of rains. Someone going right in front of his house with a pickup truck, and he was pulling a skier, and the skier was doing tricks in the street, no less. It was crazy. It takes all kinds. I mean, look, if you have a flash flood and it's not so severe that people are drowning, sadly, like we've seen before, and you figure out a way to be creative, you're tired of being captive in your house, you know, you're like a caged lion and you want to get out there and do something. Well, that's what happened. They did the water skiing thing. So, you know, there you go. All right. You know, a lot of people have asked me about the Hillary Clinton deal. And boy, there is a lot of pressure to have something happen with Hillary Clinton. It is bad news for Hillary Clinton. Her numbers have definitely dumped. As we were talking to somebody last night about that, the numbers, what do you attribute to the numbers diving? And it's because now people are paying closer attention to this whole email thing and the server deal and not really liking it. It was Gretchen Hamel, who is a campaign consultant, among other things, and knows of what happens to candidates when you get too far on the other end of the spectrum. So what is the FBI investigation going to turn up? I mean, is it criminal? There was an apology the other day about saying it was criminal and that they messed up. It was one of the networks. Now they're saying it might be criminal. So which is it? There's a big difference. If they're going to come out with something criminal against Hillary or Hillary's people, boy, that changes the ball game. If that happens, big time. I mean, big time. If there's something that they get on Clinton that can stick to Clinton. I was reading the New York Post because, of course, they're not going to hold back. And just to see their slant on it or what they were talking about. And they talk about the emails and say flat out, no, this is a criminal probe. That's what it is. I mean, I've tried and talked to sources I know, and they've danced around it, and somebody got slammed for that. But supposedly the feds are investigating to what extent Clinton relied on her home server and other private devices to send and store classified documents. So is that a criminal probe? And there's a big difference when you say it's criminal versus, oh, we're just looking to see what happened. There just is. There's a big difference. If you're looking to me criminally, I'm hiring a different kind of lawyer than if you're just saying, oh, we think something is amiss here, and we know other people have done that before. No, if it's really that, I mean, they're downplaying this. The Clinton people are downplaying the whole inquiry, and they're saying it's civil. See, this is, and there's a big difference. Civil versus criminal, big difference in those two things. If it's criminal, then there are different things that can come out of this. And if you look at the Department of Justice and the FBI, really, how often are they deep diving into civil matters? The answer is not very much. They're not doing that very much. So you'd have to think, if you wanted to compare, and the point was made, and I thought, wow, that's a great point. It's a great point. Here are a couple of other people who have fallen by the wayside because of criminal FBI probing, and it includes the CIA, former CIA director, General Petraeus, because of the classified information thing. Remember the biographer he was fooling around with? Classified information, she saw it, that was it for Petraeus. Also, Bill Clinton's national security advisor, Sandy Berger, in 2005. That was up to the discretion of the Attorney General. But that's it, you're done. So for Clinton, if it is definitely criminal, and if they can prove, and it would have to be, there would have to be proof of this. And I keep saying she's Teflon, but if there's proof that she knowingly sent, received, or stored classified information in an unauthorized location, then you would have to assume there could be prosecution under that same misdemeanor federal security statute that they used to go after the former CIA director, Petraeus. I mean, that was it for him. At first, it looked like, oh, he's going to dodge this one, but then he couldn't. So, in fact, if that's what happens, it could be the undoing of Hillary Clinton. My sense is someone else falls on the sword. I don't know how you do that, but I still believe the Clintons are Teflon. But now, does that hurt her as far as the nomination? And the answer is maybe it could. I wouldn't have said so before, but if more and more comes out blasting her, and then if somebody else comes around and falls on the so-called sword, I'll say it again for the fourth time, if that happens, then that's a game changer. I mean, that's a big, big game changer. All right, so do you want to get hacked off right now as you're listening to me? Not about the whole Clinton thing, because I think you've all been through that tunnel already. So I'm going to take you on a different tunnel. You know I like space things. I just think it's cool. And I met an astronaut when I was a kid, came to my school, and the whole thing about space exploration I think is fascinating, especially when you really learn more about it and what benefits in some cases we've reaped, right? But this is the problem when you don't have things rocking and rolling at NASA. NASA signed a $400 million exclusive contract with Russia for space travel. And why is that? Well, the reason why is because we got to hitch rides, as you already know, to the International Space Station. So now we're paying Putin's people for, well, more than that. It's almost $500 million for those rides that we couldn't do ourselves. And the answer is we couldn't, because we mothballed the shuttle program. We didn't move ahead with anything else. And it's, I just think it's ridiculous that we have to pay that kind of money, but that's what it cost. You think they inflated that? You want a ride on our spaceship? We give you a ride. How much money you got? Yeah, well, we have almost $500 million to blow on that. It runs through 2019. So that means we're depending on Russia to get our astronauts to space, even though we have massive tension between D.C. and Moscow. And then it puts money in Russia's pocket. It puts more money in Russia's pocket, even though we have economic sanctions, putting pressure on Putin's government over the whole thing in the Ukraine. Crazy. So are we susceptible to threats from Russia? The answer is, well, yeah, because we're going to hit a snag if we've got astronauts in space on the International Space Station. Because we're relying on them since we mothballed the shuttle program. So now if I'm NASA, I'm concerned about this. I'm worried about the dangers of this, about what this means for the astronauts, what this means for the space program. And the only path we have right now is through Russia. I don't know. Does that bug anyone else? Or is it just me? Coming up next on the show, we're going to talk with Andrea Calhoun for something totally different. She has actually a sad story turned positive. She's a bodybuilder, beautiful young girl, but went through some really rough things to get to where she is now, where she's actually competing in the ultimate of bodybuilding. She made it to the finals on the stage in Las Vegas, where you have so many people that are there. It is the number one place, jammed with people from all over the world to watch you compete. And she may win the big prize in the end. We're going to talk about that next with Andrea Calhoun.
Situation be much better than today. You know that you could do much better.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Would you like to use your IRA funds to buy precious metals and hold them at home? Are you wary of the stock market, paper gold, or faraway depositories? With a checkbook IRA, you may legally take custody of IRA-owned gold and silver. Visit checkbookira.com and learn how IRA owners in all 50 states have already taken control. Checkbookira.com. Checkbookira.com.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Tonight we have Andrea Calhoun with us. She's got a great story. She's competing for a very prestigious prize in September in Las Vegas at the Olympia, which is the biggest bodybuilding show in the world for the last 51 years, in fact, attracting over 1 million people. She's, like I said, competing there after winning a huge event in Dallas, the 2015 Europa Games in Dallas. And Andrea is 4 feet 11 inches in height. She qualified by coming in first place and winning the IFBB Pro Bodybuilding Show in Texas. So first of all, Andrea, congratulations for that. Thanks for joining us on America Tonight.
Thank you so much. I'm honored.
So what was it like to win that event? What was that moment like for you after all this hard work you put in?
It was a moment that I honestly can't describe. I wish everyone could feel the way I felt. I worked really, really hard through my prep, and I have some injuries that I was working through. Everything seemed like the world was against me through that entire prep, but I overcome it, and it was a feeling that I cannot describe. It was just incredible.
I love that. It was incredible. And I love that you say, I wish everyone could experience that. I want to tell your story. This is a much different Andrea than what you were in 2009. You found out you were suffering from extremely high blood pressure and you had a weight issue. What happened? What was it that clicked in you that changed your life?
Well, I also was suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder. I was severely depressed. I kind of just woke up one day after, you know, 6 months to a year of just really dragging myself down, because how it started is I was also raped in 09. And I really got down on myself and I would just eat everything. One day the doctor told me, okay, Andrea, if you don't get yourself together, you're going to honestly just be on your deathbed, because I was in and out the hospital, chest pain, high blood pressure, everything was just against me at the time. And I finally just like, okay, you know, I want to get myself together. I want to, you know, have a career. I want to eventually have kids. Never in a million years I would have thought I'd be an IFBB pro, though. At that time, I was just going to school and maybe, you know, I'll give me a trainer. Let me see if I can just try that. And that's how it all started. I hired a trainer out of Temple, Texas to help me, you know, start losing weight. He got me through a lot of stuff within the year. And that's how my journey started. And ever since then, I've just been wanting to, you know, tell the world that regardless of what you're going through, you know, push through what is really most important, which is your health.
Wow. I love that. I love that you found the trainer, that you overcame, a terrible life event, obviously. And then changing that diet, that meant saying no to fast food, right? And all those things that you were eating.
Yes. Donuts, especially sit-through donuts, Turkish chicken, McDonald's, you name it, I would have it.
And so when you made that switch, was it hard to make? Because, you know, a lot of people are in that boat, like you're saying. Was it hard to make the switch? I mean, did finally, eventually, they say it takes 21 days to make a habit. Did you find that you were just motivated?
Yes, and after my 21 days and even, you know, 2 to 3 months in, I had given up. I honestly had given up. I had was like, oh, forget this, you know, eating healthy. I had went home and binged on some Oreos and Doritos, and next thing you know, I was in the hospital because my gut skin levels had shot up. But I, you know, rewinded. I had an intervention with myself. I was like, Andrea, you're not going to do this. And I just kept going. I kept going through sweat, through tears, through throwing up. It was hard, but at the end of the day, it's worth it, because you don't have to worry about medical bills and being sick all the time.
Ah, I love that. Powerful. So now tell us about the bodybuilding. As you said, you never thought you'd be an IFBB pro, and here you are on the biggest stage. You're on a huge stage in Dallas. You knock off the favorite person, and Tina Nguyen, and then you go on, you win that. Now you're competing in Las Vegas. What do you do to get ready? What's it take to be a bodybuilder? What kind of work do you have to put in the gym, et cetera?
Oh, it takes discipline. It takes really big sacrifices, as far as if, you know, there's a big party, and I'm still young. I don't have any kids yet, but I'm also in my master's program. So, you know, it takes just saying no. If someone offers you a piece of chip and stuff like that, it means no. And you have to also mentally be strong to do this sport, because if you're not mentally strong, it will break you. And I'm in this sport now for longevity. So, I mean, I don't starve myself. I know it works for my body. So, you know, occasionally I'll have me a burger, I'll have me a steak, but I don't have, you know, bad food every single day. Countless hours in the gym, you know, 2 to 3 times a day, especially if you're lagging on a body part, which I train shoulders maybe 3 to 4 times a week, because that's my weakest point is my shoulders. And it's because I'm so short. I don't have that room that all these girls have to grow muscle. So I really have to train extra hard when it comes to my upper body.
Yeah. And so you work on the shoulders, but your strength is probably right. Your legs, are your legs your strongest part?
Yes.
Yeah.
Genetics.
Wow. And so you, I love that. I love that. So, you're from Killeen, Texas, and now you're going to Vegas for this event, which will be around the corner in September. How excited are you about that? I mean, that is awesome. That is a, I probably didn't even do it justice. You know, 1 million people will be there. There's people that watch this all over the place. This is huge.
It's really, you really get really, really nervous, especially on Meet the Olympia night. What they do is we have a Meet the Olympia night where anybody can come in and meet their favorite bodybuilder. And I'm new at this, so I just talk to everyone. You know, hey, I'm Andrea, the little figure girl. But it's really exciting.
It.
It's something that, you know, I have something to look forward to. So I know it's one of the hardest shows of the year. So anything and everything that will help me succeed in my prep, I push towards it.
Is there anybody in the business that you've grown to be, that's become a mentor to you or someone that you just really admire in the bodybuilding world?
Dexter Jackson, he's Mr. Olympia. He won in 2008. He has really, really assisted in my prep. He's actually my coach. After I went pro, he helped me go pro, and then after I went pro, he's been by my side ever since. He motivates me, pushes me, to a point where I didn't know I can go. So I really look up to him because one day my main goal now is to be Mrs. Olympia.
I love that, is to take the whole thing and you know, obviously in the position you are and the stories you're telling us, and you realize this, that you're in a great position to encourage, and I can tell you do that, you've said that throughout this interview, other young women who are going through similar things that you went through, that they can get out of it, right?
Mm-hmm. I really want the world, one day, if I could just reach every single person, you know, if I can inspire one to two people a day, my day is made, regardless of what it is. If I tell someone she's pretty and that makes her day, because at the end of the day, you never know what anyone is going through. And when I was going through that, I felt like I had nobody. I went through it almost all alone. I didn't talk to my mom. No one knew. I was just balled up in a corner, and I really didn't know how to get out of it. But like I tell everyone, even my clients, because I am a personal trainer, you know, if you need anything or if you just want to reach out to me, just let me know. I'll be open-minded and just listen. I know a lot of people don't know my social media network, but they can reach out to me on there too.
What's your social media network?
I have Instagram. It is Miss underscore Drea, and then I also have a Facebook fan page, which is facebook.com/AndreaCalhounQuadzilla, because everyone knows me by Quadzilla because of my quad in competing.
I love that, Quadzilla. All right, that's awesome. People, reach out to Andrea. Andrea Calhoun, you were a delight, and we wish you the best in competing in Las Vegas. Thanks for coming on America Tonight.
Thank you so much, Kate. I really appreciate it.
you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Serious investors and traders want to make an 81% return in 60 seconds? We can show you how using our free tool. Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars in profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple, my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Best part, it's 100% free. Go to richmoneyrich.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com.
Time for another edition of We Can Count. So about the numbers, in case you're confused as to what the purpose of We Can Count is, we follow the numbers, right? Absolutely. So in following the numbers, the president just went for it for the Republican primary fight. He slammed a few of the candidates. He is back on the campaign trail, so to speak, and decided that he was going to take a chunk out of a couple of the people who were running, including, because this is for 2016, there's your number, he's not involved in 2016, including Donald Trump. In talking about Donald Trump, one of the things that Obama has said is that he doesn't see Donald Trump as presidential. What is presidential? It's like I said before, what do you see in a president? What is presidential like, right? Even the White House press secretary, Josh Earnest, has essentially avoided referring to Trump by name in any of the briefings with reporters. So, and then Huckabee has kind of become a target of Obama's, too. You know, again, saying it's ridiculous, talking about the whole Holocaust thing, bringing that back up again. When you get rhetoric like this, maybe it gets attention, and maybe it's just an effort to push Mr. Trump out of the headlines. But it's not the kind of leadership that is needed for America right now. Ooh. All right, speaking of leadership, from the president to Bernie Sanders, a new poll says that Bernie Sanders would beat Donald Trump. Have you seen this? It's only really been out for a couple of days. But if this were to happen, Senator Sanders running and getting the nomination, going up against Trump, a Quinnipiac University poll shows that in a hypothetical general election matchup, Bernie Sanders tops Trump 44% to 39%. Now, that's pretty neck and neck, right? The data point shows that although Trump is leading the Republican pack, he could prove to be a disaster for the Republicans in a broader presidential contest next year. Trump also trails Democratic Party frontrunner Hillary Clinton rather by a margin of 12 percentage points in the poll, and to Vice President Joe Biden by 13% should he end up joining the race and winning the party's nomination. So I know these hypotheticals, I know, but it is pretty interesting to say that Bernie Sanders, who Debbie Wasserman Schultz, the DNC chair, is not letting near any debates, and who is trailing Hillary Clinton, will somehow jump up and get the nod. The more interesting thing, in which we've already talked about, is what would happen in a case where you have Joe Biden jumping in and Hillary Clinton in trouble because of the of what's going on with this whole email thing, and now is it criminal or is it a civil probe, and the confusion, I suppose, over that. This is a sad story, but it is about numbers, and a three-year-old was shot to death in Detroit, and an 11-year-old was charged with shooting the boy. What happened was the 11-year-old boy apparently used his father's gun to kill the three-year-old, and he's not being identified, obviously, because of his age. He took a handgun from a bedroom closet, then threw the handgun out of the window into the backyard, they say, got the gun, jumped into a car. Wow. This is, again, I'm going to say this, 11-year-old boy, jumped into a car parked in the backyard, and then a short time after that, a three-year-old came into the same car. What happened there, they don't know, except for that the kid, the young boy, was shot one time in the face and killed. It's just brutal, and it's brutal what's happened to Detroit, no doubt about it. So the 11-year-old was in court for a preliminary hearing in a juvie detention center on Wednesday afternoon. He's being held on $500,000 bond. Wow. Going from that sad story to others that point us in the direction of numbers, which again is the point of We Can Count, that so much of what we talk about relates to numbers. And in doing so, in looking at some of the other things that are making news, this MH370, it becomes a what happens now, because the debris that's found, they say, is the first piece in a 1,000-piece puzzle. So compare it to that. You've got a puzzle that you're putting together, and this is one piece, but it's been identified. So now you know, I mean, was there any doubt that the plane crashed? Maybe there was, because there were all kinds of conspiracy theories. But this piece on Reunion Island Beach is the first physical piece of evidence, for sure, of that Malaysian airline flight 370 that vanished en route to Beijing in March of 2014 with 239 people on board. The Malaysian Prime Minister, Razak, said that they confirmed the piece of the wing known as the flap run And it is from that plane. It is absolutely from that plane. But now they're wondering where these other pieces could turn up because of the currents and how long that's taken and all of that. But, you know, how it went down, all of that confirmation, it's still up to investigators. The debris being found is a lead, but, you know, did the plane deliberately change course? What happened? There's still that mystery of what happened to that plane. So if you knew someone on the plane and you wanted to know the outcome of it, because, of course, that's going to gnaw away at you, there still is no definitives as to what the missteps were that happened there. I mean, there just isn't. How about this? The U.S. isn't going to have an aircraft carrier in the Persian Gulf, for ready for this, for at least 2 months. For at least 2 months. So what's up with that? Because doesn't it seem like we always have one at the ready, right? But the Navy says no, that they're not going to do that. They're saying they won't be able to keep an aircraft carrier in the Gulf for most of the fall. It's because the Navy has to schedule maintenance after years of deployments because of reduced spending, because of mandatory budget cuts. So they call these carrier gaps. They've had them before in the Gulf, and this one leaves the Navy without a presence of a high-profile aircraft carrier right as this whole proposed nuclear deal with Iran is at center stage, really. So it also comes as the Iranian Navy folks, I guess, have their eyes on some of our aircraft, which is kind of scary, isn't it, that we're going to have this gap. But the military is saying there's not going to be any impact on our operations in the Gulf whatsoever, because the Air Force can send additional land-based aircraft if they have to, and airstrikes against ISIS targets in Iraq and Syria are mostly undertaken by the Air Force, so there's no concern there. But wow, and they said they're overextended. They overextended the Navy in 2010 to 2013, so they have to do this whole maintenance thing. The current, if you're curious, the current carrier in the Gulf, the USS Theodore Roosevelt, is scheduled to leave in October. The replacement will be the USS Harry Truman. That won't get there until sometime in the winter. So how about that? All right, once again, I thank you for listening to America Tonight. Any thoughts on the show, you can always send them to me, americatonight.net.
About your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. 1-855-905-MY-TV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MY-TV. 1-855-905-MY-TV.